This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we always enjoy Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick, PR and news commentator. He comes on regularly and gives us the updates of what's happening around the country and around the globe when it comes to cannabis. And Mark Goldman, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you have some great stories for us today. Let's begin. So can you give everyone a little description first, though, before we get into the story about what Delta 8 is and why it's freaking a lot of people out?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Delta 8 is and why it's so popular lately, it's kind of a new marijuana cousin, Delta 8 THC. It exploded on the national stage on the weed internet. It's being marked as Weed Light, or the superior version of THC. It's generally sold as a vape product or more of an edible, and it's a highly reportedly feels like a mild version or an old-fashioned sort of marijuana.
And
So Delta 8 THC is very similar to Delta 9 THC, and that's the active ingredient in marijuana in terms of both chemical structure, free range of carbon, a long tail, some hanger-on, psychological effects, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
So... yeah, that does make sense. So for people listening, they can get a reference to it. But the states are weighing options as this hemp-derived Delta-8 THC disrupts the marijuana markets. And so this is becoming a bigger story than one could ever have imagined or even thought of.
Absolutely. And people, you know what? They should really let people know what this is, because it's a very, very confusing story. The confusing issue with this Delta 8 is, and Delta 9, and, you know, whatever else. But anyway, so as sales continue weighing options, again, as these hemp-derived Delta 8 THC disrupts the marijuana markets, and as sales and demand for runaway market hit, Delta 8 THC took regulators by surprise over this past year, as we all know. So state lawmakers, Frankie, are working to create a distinction in rules around cannabis that intoxicate different versus cannabis that doesn't. So, you know, some things work, some things don't work, and the state regulators are trying to, you know, make sense of all this. So state-level bans like Delta 8 THC and Delta 10 THC come as these popular hemp-derived products that when they're shaken up in the cannabis market and spark debate around the accessibility of intoxicating THC products to the public. It's just very, very strange. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot new forms of marijuana and a lot new forms of hemp. Marijuana growers fear that producing the Delta 8 THC and the Delta 9 THC from hemp-derived CBD is really undercutting their profits and could ultimately drive them all out of business, Frankie, which, you know, is a lot. Oregon is looking to ban the sale of hemp products containing THC to minors and give marijuana regulators a new authority to set THC concentration limits for hemp products sold in general commerce. So really, you know what? There's a lot going on. Also in Michigan, lawmakers agreed to legislation that would regulate, some of these different THC products on their boards. The legislation would include all THC products in the legal definition of marijuana, therefore subjecting all such merchandise to the same level of testing, regulation, restrictions, and it's just, you know, it's currently waiting on the governor's signature, just like everything else in this world, right? In California, Frankie, the lower chamber has passed a hemp bill that would limit THC marijuana dispensaries. In Washington State, marijuana regulators are discussing how to enforce the law that already says no hemp-derived THC is allowed in the legal marijuana market, though marijuana businesses' owners say that this practice is rampant. So a lot of things are happening in a lot of different states. It's definitely a story to follow and a story to learn about. But, you know, hopefully, you know, the government lets the marijuana markets go, lets it be free, lets it be open, and doesn't mess around with these businesses.
Some of this is man-made in the lab, Mark, and it's a very confusing story. And so some people are freaking out over this, and I don't blame them. If you have a dispensary and you've put all of your money and hard-earned everything, equity, into this dispensary, and then a smoke shop opens up selling Delta 8, and it really is, there's that fine line of what's legitimate and what's not. And
absolutely,
it is so confusing, and it's adding even more confusion to an area that, as you know and I know, hasn't stopped being confused.
You know what?
We are in
either
a state.
Either sell marijuana, sell hemp, sell cannabis, sell it all, or don't sell it. If you do, you don't. You know, stop, you know, I think the government just has to stop. Either you're going to do it, you're going to make a lot of taxes, you're going to save your states, or you're not going to do it. You know, let's pick and choose. Let's just not say, oh, hemp is good in some states, hemp is bad in some states. You know,
I agree with you.
It's ridiculous.
Hemp is actually going to be the savior for all of the states that had so many hardships during COVID, because this is really a time when you will start to see states really reap the benefits of these dispensaries. And people that were screaming, I don't want it in my neighborhood, hello, it's helping your neighborhood survive.
You know what? And I really, really hope it does, because a lot of these vape shops, I don't know around you, but around me here on Long Island, New York, they've closed all of the vape shops because, you know, you're not allowed to vape with, you know, the various flavors and tobacco and whatever else. And majority of these people all lost their businesses because the FDA came down on them and they said you weren't allowed to sell flavored products and whatever else. And a lot of these vape stores just all went out of business, and, you know, and there's a bunch of retail, open retail spaces. It's not good, you know?
No, it's not good. It's not good. Well, anyway, an interesting story, and one that we will continue to talk about, no doubt about it. Topic number two, you have another story out of Nevada. What's going on in Nevada?
Absolutely. So Nevada, Frankie, is reporting hemp increase as plans win federal approval. This is very, very interesting, as you might know. So Nevada is a rare state reporting increased hemp production between 2019 and 2020, just as it revised plans to regulate hemp have been approved by federal authorities. Nevada planted 284,000 acres of hemp last year, up to 7% from 266,000 plus acres in 2019. Most states reported fewer acres in 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic and falling CBD prices tempered excitement in the new crop. Nationally, Frankie, licensed hemp decreased year after year for the first time since 2014 Farm Bill established a national hemp pilot program. Frankie, in Nevada, Nevada's approved hemp plans calls for total THC testing and for all pots to be sampled and tested at the Nevada Department of Agriculture lab, which is registered under the USDA. Farmers who hemp test about the limits will also be allowed to follow the new loosened guidelines for the disposal, such as burning or composting, pardon me. So the state will charge a $900 application fee for growers. Not bad, right? Make the state a little bit more money.
No.
$725 yeah. application fees for growers produced in nursery stock, and $5 per acre, which seems to be a lot, or 33 cents per 1,000 square feet indoors for growing hemp. So, you know, state is willing to make a lot of money. Nevada and Las Vegas is a great state for legal marijuana, recreationally, medically, everything. It's a great, great state, and now that they're doing this too, it's wonderful.
And notice how you said Nevada accidentally instead of Nevada. I think that was kind of a fun little slip there, Mark. I got that slip, Mark Goldman.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to take a quick break. We're going to be back in just a moment with GoldmanMcCormick.com. Mark Mark Goldman, a commentator, news commentator who's on the show regularly and has his own personal connection to the plant and how it has helped with his own disease. And we are always so excited when Mark comes on, both this show and our other Biz Talk radio show. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And so there are so many rules and regulations that are archaic, and actually coming up in a little while, a medical doctor who is a prison doctor for over 30 years has some extraordinary stories of people still incarcerated for cannabis related. I mean, it just blows me away. So I think it's time that we look at how ridiculous some of the laws are. And our next story is very much relevant to that. Mark Goldman, welcome back. Mark Goldman, news commentator, partner at Goldman McCormick PR, goldmanmccormick.com. And Mark, this woman, Richardson is a brilliant runner. There's no doubt about it. She's very flavorful, very delightful to watch, an incredible athlete. Her biological mother died. The circumstances, it was a tough time for her. And she tested positive. Now, I'm not saying she should have known better. Of course she should have. But she said she made a mistake. And so tell us the rest of the story.
You know what? First of all, this is absolutely ridiculous. This story made me so angry when I was reading it, and it's making me angry again. And I'm not an angry guy. Just throw that out for the record. All right, so American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Richardson, who won the 100 at the Olympic trials in 10.86 seconds on June 19th, told of her ban Friday, this past Friday, on the Today Show. She tested positive at the Olympic trials, so her result is erased. Absolutely ridiculous. Fourth place finisher Jenna Prandini is expected to get Richardson's spot in the 100-meter race. Richardson accepted a 30-day suspension that ends July 27th, which would be in time to run in the women's relays. U.S. Track and Field have not disclosed plans for the relay. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what can they possibly have found? Oh, my God, she smoked a joint? This is outrageous. Let's ban her from the from the Olympics.
Right. You know, her mother, her biological mother, had just died. She smoked a joint.
You know, she might have not even smoked a joint. It could have been an edible. It could have been, a little THC.
Could have been anything. Absolutely.
Anything. This is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, it really is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And, you know, I'm hoping that we see her in the Olympics, and I hope that she can take a medal home, and that would be a lovely, lovely, lovely thing.
If we're going to punish people in this country, don't punish American Olympians that are doing wonderful things, and plus somebody just passed away in her family. It's outrageous.
By the way, we have talked about sustainability, absolutely, Mark. We have talked about sustainability for so long on this show, but you have a new study from Cambridge researchers, and tell us the story.
From Cambridge, number six. There we go.
Oh, the hemp. Yeah.
Yes. So, big story here. Hemp more effective than trees at sequestering carbon, says this Cambridge researcher. You know, I read the story the other day. I was fascinated by it. So, hemp can capture carbon twice as effectively as forests while providing carbon-negative biomaterials for architects and designers, according to the Cambridge University, which is really, really interesting. They're saying that numerous studies estimate that hemp is one of the best CO2 converters, and it's more effective than trees. So, you know what? Let's start planting hemp everywhere, and it'll be a beautiful country, right? So,
Absolutely, bottom line is hemp is
better than trees.
Yes, yes, yes. New Mexico has new some laws that are officially in effect.
Absolutely. So, New Mexico, welcome aboard. Their marijuana legislation law took effect on just this past week, with limited personal possession and cultivation officially beginning. Becoming legal for adults 21 and over. People can now lawfully possess up to 2 ounces of cannabis, 16 grams of concentrate, and grow as many as 6 mature plants for personal use. But it will still take some time before retail sales launch. Obviously, that makes sense. I got to be honest, 2 ounces of cannabis, a lot of marijuana, a lot of cannabis.
Yeah,
I don't know
certainly
why.
Is.
You know, unless you have intent to sell, I'm not really sure why you would need that much. And I'm a big proponent of marijuana, as you know. So New Mexico is the first of 3 states where adult use legalization laws are set to take effect, actually this week. Next up are Virginia and Connecticut, which both have new policies ending cannabis prohibition coming into force this week, actually. In New Mexico, under a timeline published by the Cannabis Control Division, which falls under the State Department of Regulation and Licensing, regulators must establish an advisory committee and begin accepting certain marijuana business licenses no later than September 1st. So this is very good. Everything's becoming legal here. You're allowed to have a lot of stuff, and it's going to hit the retail market soon in these 3 states, so that's wonderful.
As opposed to Connecticut, tell us what's going on in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Of course, Greenwich, Connecticut, a interesting place, as we all know. Isn't that correct, Frankie?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so Greenwich, Connecticut will take a cautious approach of adult recreation marijuana. So, on July 1st, 2021, just a few days ago, adult-use cannabis is legal in Connecticut. Hooray! Residents over the age of 21 can legally possess and consume marijuana. Adults can have more than 1.5 ounces, which is a lot of cannabis, on their person, and no more than 5 ounces in their home or locked in a car, truck, or glove box. Cannabis use is prohibited in state parks, beaches, and on state waters. Governor Lamont said that for decades the war on cannabis caused injustices, created disparities while doing little to protect public health and safety, he added that the law he signed will begin to right some of the wrongs by creating a comprehensive framework of a regulated market that prioritizes public health. You know what? The only problem is that Greenwich is really not going forward with this. They're not happy about it. They're not into it, and that might be a problem there. So all of Connecticut is happy about this, Greenwich, Connecticut, which, as we know, is a little different than the rest of the state, is not really with it.
Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think, Mark, that at some point down the road, do you really think that we will see a state-by-state, this is going to be continued as a state-by-state issue? We'll discuss this further down the road.
Okay.
It's interesting to talk about. We are out of time, my dear friend Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and news commentator extraordinaire. GoldmanMcCormick.com. Thank you so much for bringing us the best news from coast to coast. We're here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So a couple of things that I just wanted to share with everyone. First of all, I really have enjoyed doing this show because I, too, have learned so much. And for many of you, my story about cannabis is similar to many of you out there. And, you know, years and years ago, one of my dearest friends and her husband were potheads. And so when I thought of cannabis, I just thought of these, they're no longer friends, but I thought of these friends at the time that all they did was smoke and get high throughout the day. Not just once or twice, but throughout the day, it was like a continuous series of smoking joints throughout the day. And they had small children, and they still smoked throughout the day, in the car, out of the car, and the kids were exposed to the smoke. And by the way, secondhand smoke and any kind of smoke, especially cannabis smoke, just, you know, it just sucks. So it was at that moment in time when I realized that I didn't want to have a whole lot to do with this plant. And I got pitched, I got talked to, and I just, you know, honestly, I didn't want any part of it. It was like, no, this plant is, you know, it just destroys lives, and I thought it made my friends' brains a little dull. They weren't as quick as I would have liked, and I just thought it really affected them and their kids. And that was my own personal bias. And so fast forward, and I realized that I was allowing one story to affect my judgment. How small was my brain? And I started to see how I was missing the boat. Maybe I didn't partake, but that this plant had some wonderful, miraculous effects for many people. And I saw the plant in action with animals, with cancer. And I started to learn everything I could and become educated, because education is what sets us free in life. It's the only thing that sets us free. The more knowledge we have, the better the decisions we can make. And, you know, we just can't make quick decisions because I had friends that smoked pot. It just was irrelevant to the story and the bigger picture. Doing a holistic health show, I felt it was important for me to really understand all aspects of healing, and maybe this plant offered some aspects that I was just not aware of. And so guess what? I started to become educated. I watched the Weeds 1, 2, and 3 with Sanjay Gupta. I started going to conferences. I started becoming aware of situations and people, and really started going to some of the local organizations here in Massachusetts, people that were putting their lives on the line to get people to understand the power of this plant. And it was at that moment that my head twisted and turned, and I realized I was making a terrible, terrible judgment error, that I shouldn't be throwing a plant that had financial, physical, environmental issues, I shouldn't be throwing it away because of a couple of friends that overdid it. And, you know, they would have been addicted to anything. I believe that in my heart of hearts. And so I realized there needed to be a vehicle, there needed to be a show that talked from the gut, that talked from the heart, that talked from a place where it was not about getting high, but about the education. And I said, I need to do that show. I need to do that show. And my dear friend, Larry Harris, oh, the late Larry Harris, he was the co-founder of Casablanca Records, had been in the music industry forever, was just the most extraordinary PR guy. And Larry said to me, you need to do the show, kid, and you need to call it Cannabis Talk A to Z. I said, okay, Larry. And that's how the show was born, and that's how the name came about. And then in a meditation, an educational odyssey came to me in my meditation, and so I added that on because I really believe, and I have always believed, that education is the key. And I'm not talking about formal education, although degrees are wonderful if you can get them, but not everyone is meant to have a degree. But I'm talking about studying. I'm talking about becoming aware and educating yourself and reading and going to conferences. And that's exactly what I did for years and years and years. And I gave birth to this program, I think it's now 4 years ago, and have been doing this show. And what an eye-opener it has been for me. What an experience it has been for me. And honestly, people really and truly are just starting to understand the CBD story. This CBD story is huge. It's a huge story. And when we're talking about the cannabinoids and the families, we're now talking about extra pieces that we didn't even know about. And we look to Israel, not for a lot of things in life, because I'm not sure I really appreciate the way Israel has gone around the COVID story, but I really do appreciate Israel and Spain and the work that they've been doing on research. And they're bringing some extraordinary research to the forefront. And we are seeing so many doctors. We've just had a doctor on a couple of months ago that is Harvard bred and educated and was very much into the cannabinoids, more so than the CBD. And so, you know, I do still believe in CBD. I think CBD is a miraculous product. I think there are times in one's life when you need more than others. I can share with you my own personal experience. Many years ago, a dear friend of mine was dying, and I had to be the caretaker. And I was under tremendous stress doing live radio every day and running to where he lived and taking care of him and preparing food and basically allowing him to die on his terms the way he wanted to die. And it was not an easy time for me at all. And if it were not for CBD, I don't think I could have gotten through those days. I really don't think I could have. So my endocannabinoid system, which we all have, was depleted. It was absolutely zero, minus zero. And so when I started using a lot of CBD, I felt so much better. Instead of wanting to scream at the world, I was able to reflect and hold my thoughts and not be so reactionary. And I am really thrilled that I was able to do that. And then I gradually stopped using, because I was using too much of it. And my body said, no, this is too much. So I've cut back. And, you know, I just need a little bit right now. That's all I need, is just a tiny amount. But it's great for your hair. It's great for your skin. It helps with addiction. So many wonderful, wonderful benefits to this plant. And, you know, we just really need to understand the total story. And so that's what I try to do every single week, is bring you the total story of cannabis. And that's why I call it Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Because it is an educational odyssey. We are going through so much information every week, bringing you cutting-edge information, and continue to do that. And we have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, the educational odyssey. That's how it got its name. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. And so I just wanted to just also say that we have to stop judging, because we have had Ruby Bees. We have had so many stories. It's Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. That's how that whole story came about, young little Charlotte that Dr. Sanjay Gupta filmed all about. We have to let go of the judgments. We have to let go of the piece, the thread that stops people from getting help that they need. It may help someone that is critically ill. I know when another friend of mine was very, very sick, unfortunately nothing helped her when she was dying from pancreatic cancer. But there are other people that it has helped. So, you know, you just don't know. You have to, it's trial and error. But there was a couple of great books that are on the market. And the one that I really, really enjoy is from the editor and the man that was behind Project CBD, who was on a couple of months ago, and it's called The Essential Guide to CBD. Everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy, and how to take it. And Reader's Digest. Imagine Reader's Digest doing this. I just get the biggest kick out of that. Reader's Digest is saying to do it. So they talk about potency, they talk about dosages and how to take it, how to store your CBD. If you live in a warm climate, make sure that you keep it in the refrigerator. And also CBD also, when it's exposed to light, changes. And so it needs to be sealed properly and properly stowed and stored, and it should maintain its effectiveness for about a year or longer, which is really important. How do you dose? You know, that's the biggest question. When people hear I do this radio show, they think I'm the maven when it comes to cannabis. I'm not, but I do know quite a bit, but I do know a lot about CBD. And it's very important that you understand your own metabolism. You can't take it once and say it didn't work. You have to play around with the dosage. You know, they talk about this thing called the sweet spot. The sweet spot. So what exactly is the sweet spot? Well, the sweet spot is when you take it and you chill and you know you're chilling. And there are some formulas that are designed to help you sleep. And you know that within 15 minutes, you're sound asleep. And you stay asleep for most of the night. And that's the sweet spot. So you know, we just aren't aware of our bodies. We're not aware when we eat certain foods, how we may be getting a stomach ache or gas from it. Or we just think that's the way we should be. But when you become aware, when you look at the CBD and you become aware of how it works, it really does change. It changes how you take it and the amount that you take. So become aware, first of all, of what is your outcome. Are you taking it to deal with stress? Hemp Fusion makes a wonderful stress formula. It's just one of the best out there. There's sleep formulas. There are so many different varieties, whether you want them in a pill, a tincture, an edible, a gummy. But CBD, if you are stressed, as most of us are, a little can go a long way. And a little can go a long way. So I recommend drinking a lot of water, which we should always be drinking. You know, when you're thirsty, that's a sign it's too late. You're already past the moment where you should be taking your water. But drink a lot of water. Understand that water hydrating your body is very helpful with the endocannabinoid system and CBD. Make sure you're getting a reputable CBD, like a Hemp Fusion, like a Ruby Bees. Make sure it's the real deal. Because how you take it and where you take it really makes a huge difference. So get it from a reputable company. Look at the essay. Look at where it comes from. Look at the testing facilities. How often are they testing each batch? Are they testing randomly? Find out what they're doing. Find out the continuity and consistency of the batch. And, you know, that's really, really important. But if you see any ill effects, and, you know, there are occasions that they happen. It's just, you know, like itching or hives or heartburn or, you know, it can be a result of that. So make sure you really are aware when you start out taking it. But the research shows that oral CBD absorption and bioavailability increases 3 to 6-fold when taken with food compared to when an empty stomach. And research has duplicated these findings as well. So scientists at GW Pharmaceuticals and a lot of other pharmaceuticals found that administering CBD large doses after a light 400-calorie breakfast tripled the CBD absorption. And so make sure you understand what you're eating and how you're eating it and all of that, because it has a lot to do with how the CBD is going to work and the efficacy. So understand that, and understand low potency, medium potency, high potency. And, you know, there's phases and safety regulations, and that's why I love this Essential Guide to CBD, everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy, and how to take it by Reader's Digest, because it really gives you tremendous information. I hope this has been helpful to you today, getting the news from Mark Goldman and a little background on CBD with yours truly, Frankie Boyer. Thanks so much for being with us and supporting this amazing show. I so appreciate it. We will see you next time. We're here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening, everybody. And as always, smile.
That's
see you next
the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. If you
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.